Simmy made a disgusted sound on the other end.
Of course I do. You know Acri on Olympus with that heifer goddess I want to eat, but he won't let the Simmy have no dinner. So why you calling me little Acra Kitty?
I'm in Vegas, and I find myself in desperate need of a quality demon. Bring your barbecue sauce, hon. Cat smiled in triumph at Sin. Lots of it.
Ooh, buffet?
Yes, ma'am. As much as you want. Simmy let out an excited squeal.
The Simmy is on her way. Let me pack a few things, and I'll be right there.
Cat hung up and handed the phone back to Damien. One really hungry Caronte coming our way. Sin nodded, but his face was still dark as he looked down at the box in his palm. Cat put her hand on him to comfort him. We'll find your brother, Sin. His expression made her heart ache.
Yeah, but what exactly are we going to find?
Her stomach shrank at the thought, and she could feel the fury inside him growing. If not for her and her mother, Sin would have been able to protect his brother and keep him safe. He must be plotting new ways to torture Artemis even as they stood there, and Cat couldn't blame him for it one little bit. Damien cleared his throat.
It's daylight right now, boss, but tonight we can help you search for him.
Sin shook his head.
You stay out of this, they'll cut through you like butter.
The look on Damien's face said he wasn't a bit afraid.
What about Savitar? Cat asked, thinking of someone they might be able to sway to their cause. Or any of the Thonians, for that matter, won't they help?
They haven't yet. Since their civil war, all they want to do is guard their own territories and ignore the rest.
Sin set the cane down on the floor. Cat cocked her head, remembering the way Kassar had reacted to it. It alone had given the demon pause.
What is that you're holding, demon kryptonite?
Sort of.
He lifted the handle to show her a thin blade, which was exactly what she'd expected it to conceal.
It was created by Anu, much like the Atlantean daggers that kill the Caronte. It's how we kept the Galu in line.
Ooh, she liked the sound of that. You got any more of them?
No, he said with a sigh. After all these centuries, they become brittle. This is the last one I have, and since Anu isn't around to make any more...
They were screwed. He didn't have to say the words. Her mind said them for him.
Would an Atlantean dagger work on them?
I don't know. You got one?
Not really. I was just thinking out loud. You weren't supposed to call my bluff.
Sorry to spoil your thinking.
Sin turned to Kish, who'd been unbelievably quiet through everything.
Uncover the mirrors throughout the casino. Make sure that we have mirror coating on all the entrances.
Cat frowned. To keep out the Dark Hunters?
To keep out the Galu. Mirrors show them for what they are. They won't go near one.
Damien snorted.
I like the idea of keeping the Dark Hunters out better.
Cat gave him an arch look.
I'll bet you do. I'm surprised none of them have been in here cleaning house, so to speak.
I'm not real friendly to them, Sin said. The ones here know I own this place and they give it space. After all, unlike true Dark Hunters, I'm not banned from hitting or killing them, and they know it.
She gave him a sarcastic, doe-eyed, worshipful stare. She even folded her hands under her chin and spoke with a fake southern drawl.
You're just such a sweetie pie, I can't imagine why the other Dark Hunters won't let you play their reindeer games. Shame on them all.
He ignored her, except for a little eye-rolling.
Damien, keep a watch out for any more Galu, and Kish can get the mirrors in place.
You got it.
Kish headed off toward the nearest wall. Picking the cane up, Sin turned and headed back for the elevator so quickly that Cat had to practically run to catch up with him. He didn't speak as he held the door for her. She was rather stunned at this uncharacteristic chivalry.
Thanks.
He inclined his head before he stepped back and let out a long breath. She could sense that he wanted to say something, but at the same time, he didn't want to say it. He wouldn't even look her in the eye. There was something so incredibly boyish about his actions, it wasn't like him to be uncertain about anything, and she found it oddly endearing.